Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another quick episode of The Clean Beauty Show with Cassandra McClure. I am Cassandra and I'm a clean beauty brand strategist. If you're new here, I'm a speaker, an expert advisor, former celebrity makeup artist, and this is my show. You're on season 4 and I have events all over the country in 2024, and this new one that's coming up is the 10th annual SoCal Wellness Summit. It's a one-day mini retreat focused on women's wellness and family health. So if you are in the Santa Monica area, then you already know about the Annenberg Community Beach House. It is an iconic location right on the beach, and it's a stunning place. It's a historic building, and it's on March 19th from 9:30 in the morning to 3:30 p.m. So this is hosted by SoCal Moms, and I was introduced from another friend of mine to the founder, and Tracy's amazing. So this day-long getaway has mini sessions, experiences, and expert advice covering health and wellness topics. Tracy Fredkin will be joined by top experts and influential content creators in the wellness space to explore what's new and notable in women's and family health this year. So some of the partners are Sweet Nothings, Hello Again, Alto, Gold Fadden MD, True Earth, Wheelicious, Kendra Scott, Ever Eden, Vacation, so many cool brands and partners. And I am an official media partner and a speaker, and there are tickets available. So if you're listening and you're like, I want to go to this, as a guest, you have access to top tier experts across a wide range of women's health and family topics. So if you're in your 20s or your 50s, there's something for you, whether that's clean beauty, and that's my department, like new products, really fun biohacking things like in the wellness space, or you're looking for family or mental health, hormone and nutrition, fitness, there's really experts in every segment. So Stephanie DePisa is actually a friend. She's the founder and CEO of Solera Sun Care. Caroline Abrams is a director of marketing at Skywell. There's an OBGYN, physician's expert. There's the founder of KO Body Care, Christine Bullock. There's other podcast hosts and orthodontists and an adult pediatric sleep expert. You have behavioral scientists, Wheelicious.com founder, Lauren Goldfaden, who's a huge advocate for MD, clean beauty. It just goes on and on and on. There's a professor of pediatrics and infant child nutrition expert. There's some doctors, Dr. Maggie Ney, I hope I'm saying that right. And then Kelly Collins, a women's spiritual coach and yoga teacher, just a sex educator, pelvic care practitioner, a functional health practitioner, an integrative psychotherapy. And the experiences, there'll be B12 shots, there'll be Botox, you can do something with florals, there's workouts, meditation, sound bath, body work, mind wellness sessions, facials, a clean beauty lounge that I'll be hosting with a couple others. And I believe you can get, hydration. I believe that there's even like a studio where you can do like some wellness. There's a writing workshop and so many, like there's a tapping expert. So I feel like this is such an amazing day and just jam-packed with cool stuff. So you could check in at 9:30. The experiences begin right at 10 a.m. on the garden terrace and the sand and sea rooms. And then there's a brunch from 11 to 1. So you can network with people, with speakers, and then you'll get a sweet treat at 2 p.m. on the terrace. And there's panels literally every hour, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. And featured talks include essential oils, nutrition, hormones, blood sugar, energy, reset recovery, how to listen to your kids with Dr. Z. There's family meals and nutrition, nutrition, hormones, and menopause with Susan Galuzzo. I hope I'm saying that right, that she actually introduced me to the event. And in the past, you know, partners included like St. Jane, Beauty Counter, Thrive, some really amazing brands. So again, this is the 10th annual summit. So this has been happening for quite a while. And then if you're looking to do fitness and wellness, there's something going on every hour too. So there's Equipped Workout, there's Barry's Boot Camp, there's a sound bath at the very end, and then there's all sorts of services and workshops. So tarot readings, massage, book signings, manifestation with Kelly Collins, there's a beauty bar, and even ear piercing. So you have to join us. There will be 350 women, and this will sell out in all aspects. We are almost full with our partners and sponsors and speakers. I think our speaker panels are sold out. So if you're listening and you really have a product that you want featured in like clean beauty or wellness, you'll want to talk to me because I am hosting the lounge and featuring brands inside of that. So you can actually attend and you don't have to set up an entire booth, which I know is really time consuming. I had my own brand, and one of the big issues was like traveling somewhere and then like setting up an entire booth, tables, chairs, linens, like decorations, a shelf, like all the things that you need. And so what I created is this Clean Beauty Lounge activation where my brands come in and I can have like 5 or 6 products. I'll have something in skin, makeup, hair, body care, a little of everything. And then I can talk to all the guests about the products, give them little demos, give them samples. And so that's like part of what I'm doing there, along with hosting a panel on clean beauty. And so definitely check out the Instagram. So you can go to SoCal Moms. It's SOCAL Moms, MOMS. And that'll kind of give you a good idea of what the 9th annual summit presented by Needed looks like, and some of the experts and things. And then you can always find me on Instagram at Cassandra McClure, CASSANDRAMCCLURE. If you have any questions at all, you can definitely get in touch with me, but you'll want to reserve your tickets. So if you are looking at doing that, you can get them right on Eventbrite. They go anywhere from $45 up to $100, and it's really actually affordable. If you are a small business, they make it really accessible for moms and for other people, you know, supporters to get involved and share their company, whether that's in the swag bag. And they'll work with you on a sliding scale based on, you know, what you're looking to do and what you're looking to feature. Like, for instance, we were just having a team call today about, you know, like a really expensive product being featured, and giving them a little bit of a discount because they're going to be giving away these really expensive products as like an added swag item. So you guys, these swag bags are going to be packed. Everyone always leaves with so much stuff, and it's not just beauty. It's like all different sorts of things, books, electronics, swag, you know, bags, like different things. So definitely if you feel like you're ready to get back out there and do some events and meet some people, you can be my friend and come with. We can meet and it'll be so fun. So it's on Pacific Coast Highway right in Santa Monica. Like, it's I used to actually live right by there. I used to live in Pacific Palisades, so it's in my old stomping grounds. And this 6 hour day is really the hot topics that are trending right now that everyone's sort of talking about. So it's also great photo and video team. So if you need a little bit of content for your brand, you can bring your tripod and do some of your own content. And even come, if you're a podcaster, come and join us as media. We are always looking for other podcast partners, editors to join us and showcase our event on their platforms. Like, we love partnering, collaborating with people. This is my first year at this particular summit, but with all the events I do, I work as a strategist with the company and help them to bring in more of everything. So whether that's sponsors, speakers, swag bags, and even attendees like you, right? So get in touch, and I hope that this gave you a lot of information on what this, you know, and this is for adults, this is for women. There's, you know, we're all moms. I'm a mom. I have a almost 2-year-old, but she is going to be staying in Palo Alto, and I am going to be flying to LA for the day for this. So if you're not, you're already feeling FOMO, you know, check out flights, see if you can make it, give yourself, you know, some time, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there, you know, like, being uncomfortable is the number one way you know that you're doing the right thing, when you don't feel comfortable, okay? That's being outside of your comfort zone is when growth happens, and growth is uncomfortable. Like, have you ever, like, you know, if you ever remember having a tooth come in when you were younger, or you have a child that has a tooth coming in, it's not pleasant. Change is sometimes really difficult and uncomfortable, but growth is good. So I also just want to drop this for anyone who's still listening. If you are feeling a little lost in your business and you're not really sure what you are going to do this year, and you're looking at different things, and you're listening to different podcasts, and you're just sort of feeling maybe a little uninspired, get in touch with me, because I am happy to do a complimentary consultation with you, a strategy session that will give you insights into like a deep dive and give you a little bit of clarity around your goals. And I love consulting with founders. Like, it's my passion. I wasn't named best beauty coach for no reason. Like, I am, all of my brands and all of the women in my circle are through referral, and they have either listened to my show and they're big fans, or they have followed me for years online, or they were referred by a friend. And so if you're listening to this, you know that, because I don't advertise and do these big funnels and all this marketing. I really am super niche in the clean beauty space. And let's say you have a CBD brand that, you know, everyone always asks me, what is your definition of clean beauty? And again, if this is your first time listening, you might assume that it means something that it's not. So a good example is, you know, I'm working with the Vegan Women's Summit this year. That doesn't mean that I'm vegan and that I think that all makeup should be vegan, or that has to be vegan to be clean. My definition of clean beauty is living a healthy lifestyle. And I'm not perfect. I just had a Rice Krispie treat. I'm not perfect. My diet isn't perfect. Even some of the products that I use, like, I went to Drybar last week. I don't have guilt. I think that one of the worst things you can do for yourself and your mind and your body is to get, is to harbor stress and harbor guilt, because I believe that that turns into disease. And so clean beauty to me, you know, last year my tagline was, until all beauty is clean. And that was more around beauty, but this year I've been saying that clean beauty is a lifestyle, and it's true. And it's, you know, it's not just about not buying clothes from Shein. It's not just about, you know, I get Botox. Okay. I'm not, and it doesn't make me perfect or not perfect. It's just, it's who I am. And for me, when it comes to actual beauty products, I am just really sensitive to strong scented fragrances. I can break out and I'll get headaches, and I just react to certain ingredients inside of that word, fragrance. And I don't agree with companies using that. So you might have a CBD brand. Hey, I love my CBD gummies. Maybe you have a fashion brand. Maybe you're a coach yourself. I have women of in all aspects in my Clean Beauty Founder Collective, and there are lawyers all the way to makeup artists, all the way to formulators and photographers. There is a wide range of women that are in my circle, and I invite you to join us, because I think that, and I know that when we band together and we come together, we can make magic, and we do. And empowering each other is the most wonderful feeling that I ever get. I am fueled by empowering other women, and that is the truth. That is how I've had success in my life and my business, and I couldn't have done it without everyone else. Like, I wouldn't be where I'm at without other women, and I honor them and their brands whenever I can, however I can. And you know, money's great, you know, we all need to make money, but that is not part of what I chase after, or what I look at or think about on a daily basis. I'm all about first collaboration and partnership and giving. I first give before I expect anything, and I never expect anything because I gave anything. Okay. And so I want to read a little quote from my friend Rana Kashani Gregg. She's the founder of Luna Essence, and she's one of the women in my Clean Beauty Founder Collective. She said, "Cassandra has been a terrific business ally for us at Luna Essence. She has a deep understanding of the beauty and wellness industry, and her network is wide and impressive. If you are new to this business, like my move from law into beauty, or you're considering a pivot, Cassandra's mentoring skills and experience can help streamline and amplify your business connections and opportunities." One more is from Kat Scarlett, the founder of Glowtanicals and also the host of the Glow Eco Show. She has an amazing podcast, and it's all about sustainability. So if you're looking for something like that, definitely go check her out. She partners with a lot of the brands that are in my collective, and it's wonderful. Kat said, quote, "Cassandra is my go-to for all things beauty. She has such a depth of knowledge from both the brand and customer point of view, and just really understands the industry inside and out. In working with her, I've been able to grow my brand's reach and audience through social media and in-person events. I like that she gives tailored solutions that align with my values rather than just blanket advice." I love Kat so much. She was on my show. I have known her. She actually found me through my podcast. She's a really good example of someone that listened, reached out, came to one of my events. It was actually with InnerSense Organic Beauty. And when she moved to the Bay Area, she didn't know anyone. And she actually told me that I was one of the first people that she met and found through Instagram that actually became her friend. I went to her wedding, okay? That says a lot. I was really honored to be invited to her wedding up in Napa. And, you know, I just had my baby over at her house for a Christmas party in December. It's now February 2024. And my husband and I, you know, we became friends and closer with their family this past year. It's just been wonderful. And Rana, you know, she is my neighbor also here in the Bay Area, and has become just, like she said, an ally and just a really good friend. And we've done many pop-ups and activations with SF Fashion and other, you know, things like Modern Day Wife and the club, so many of my women's groups that she's in. So it's just wonderful to expand. And again, I am all about bringing up other women's businesses. Like, you could have a collective of your own, and I don't see you as competition. And that's part of my strength and success, and the reason why I am the way that I am, because if everyone looked at everyone as competition, we would all be alone. And I really created what I have with my show and my event company and my different brands, my Clean Beauty Kit. It would have just been a box if it wasn't for all the brands that I featured inside the Clean Beauty Kit. I featured over 150 brands inside that box. And it was all about highlighting other brands, other female founders, and some men too, but primarily based in the United States. And again, it's just how I've lived my life in every aspect. And so I invite you to join us. I invite you to be a part of what we're doing, this growing movement. It's super fantastic. And that's the show. So thank you for listening. Please make sure to leave a review. Don't forget to screenshot and share it online, on Instagram, social. I love connecting on LinkedIn. I have been, you know, on there more and more lately, and I already have over 9,000 followers, and I'm like so loving the connections I have on LinkedIn. So definitely find me. I'm Cassandra McClure everywhere you look, and I'll talk to you next time. Good night.